2014 New York State Bond Proposal. The Smart Schools Bond Act of 2014. Official question. The Smart Schools Bond Act of 2014, as set forth in Section 1 of Part B of Chapter 56 of the Laws of 2014, authorizes the sale of state bonds of up to $2 billion to provide access to classroom technology and high-speed internet connectivity to equalize opportunities for children to learn, to add classroom space to expand high-quality pre-kindergarten programs, to replace classroom trailers with permanent instructional space, and to install high-tech smart security features in schools. Shall the Smart Schools Bond Act of 2014 be approved? CFB summary. If the measure is approved, the state would be authorized to borrow $2 billion to fund capital projects for public and non-public schools for learning technology equipment and facilities, including but not limited to interactive whiteboards, laptops, desktops, tablets, and servers, high-speed broadband service or wireless internet connectivity for schools and communities, construction and modernization of educational facilities for pre-kindergarten programs, replacement of classrooms that are in trailers, and installation of high-tech security features in school buildings and on school campuses. If the amendment is approved, a review board, including the Chancellor of the State University of New York, would issue guidelines for grant eligibility, and schools would submit investment plans for this board's approval. CFB summaries of yes and no arguments. Reasons to vote yes. 1. The proposed bond issue would help our children develop the technological literacy that will prepare them to get jobs in this economy. 2. The proposed bond issue would improve facilities for pre-kindergarten programs and provide long-needed replacements for trailers now used as classrooms. 3. We need funding for high-tech infrastructure improvements, including wireless connectivity systems for schools and communities and high-tech security systems in schools. Reasons to vote no. 1. The state has too much debt already. This $2 billion bond sale would cause the state to go even deeper into debt. 2. If the state is going to issue new bonds, it should be to repair or replace aging infrastructure, including roads, bridges, protection of our drinking water, and/or sewer upgrades. 3. Bonds should only be used to fund long-term projects that will maintain their value for the duration of the borrowing, not for computer equipment which could become obsolete before the bonds are paid off. 4. Even if equipment is paid for, school districts will be forced to allocate money in their already tight budgets to hire skilled staff to run and maintain it.